Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. And my name is Christy. So today we have a TED-Ed video. It's called Why Do People Get So Anxious About Math? So do you get anxious about math? I still remember that when I was quite little, I am not afraid of math. I actually kind of like it. But things got really bad when they're starting to have alphabets in math. And at first there was algebra, and I think it was okay, but then it got really complicated with all the ABCs and stuff, and I think I got math anxiety ever since then. So anyways, do you have math anxiety? Let's take a look at today's sentence. They're doing poorly in math because they're anxious about it. Some psychologists think that's because math anxiety decreases a cognitive resource called working memory. That's a short-term memory system that helps you organize the information you need to complete a task. They're doing poorly in math because they're anxious about it. Some psychologists think that's because math anxiety decreases a cognitive resource called working memory. That's a short-term memory system that helps you organize the information you need to complete a task. 那我们接下来看的第一个字呢是 poor。 poor 呢，一开始呢，我们最了解它的意思呢是贫穷的。我们可以说，there are a lot of poor people living beneath the poverty line。 很多一些贫穷的人呢，其实他们都的生活呢都是在贫穷线底下的。那如果它当另外一个形容词，那么只是粗劣的。那我们可以说，I think this athlete is in a poor condition today。 我觉得这个运动员呢，今天的状况不太好。 那再来呢，我们要来看的是 anxious。 anxious 呢，指的是焦虑的，它是形容词，它的重音在 an 的地方发 and in ink。 那 x i o u s 这边是有一个 anxious。 那我们可以说 she is very anxious about the result tomorrow。 她对于明天的结果啊，感到非常的焦虑。那它的名词呢，则是 anxiety。 Anxiety， 那它的重音在 x i e 的地方发 xi 的感觉 ，anxiety， 那 e t y 这边是发 a t，anxiety 是焦虑啊，或者是挂念。那像今天的影片主题呢，就是 math anxiety， 你是不是看到数学呢就感到非常焦虑？那再我们要来看的是 decrease。 Decrease 呢，指的是减少，重音在 d e 的地方 decrease， 那 c r e a s e 这边要发长音 e decrease。 Decrease， 那它的反义词呢，则是 increase。Increase 它的重音则是在 cr 的地方，跟 decrease 不太一样哦。那我们可以说 ，When food safety issues on the counter increased， people who dine out decreased。 当食安问题增加的时候呢，出来吃外食的人呢，便逐渐减少了。再我们要来看的是 resource。 Resource 呢，则是资源，它的重音在 s o u r 这边发 sore。 Resource 是资源的意思。举例来说呢 ，The Middle East has long been relying on their oil resources。 这个中东国家呢，都非常仰赖他们的石油资源。那再来呢，还有另外一个形容词呢，则是 resourceful。 Resourceful 指的是资源丰富的。那它如果用来形容一个人的话呢，因为它很会善用周围的资源，我们也可以说它是足智多谋的。Resourceful。 举例来说呢 ，At the age of 7, he is actually quite resourceful. 他以一个7岁的小孩来说呢，真的是非常足智多谋。那最后我们要来看的是 organize. Organize 呢是组织。那我们可以说 she single-handedly organized the entire event. 他独自一人呢，亲手举办了这个活动。这样子 organize G A 发短音 e 的音重音在 N I Z 发 I 的音 organize. 那还有另外一个名词呢是 organize。 Organization 是组织的意思，它是某种组织。那它的重音在 z a 的地方，那 o r g a 跟 n i 这边都是 a organization。 像是非政府组织呢，就是 non-governmental organization， 或者是非盈利组织，就是说 non-profit organization。那如果你要讲一个人非常有组织的，也就是说他做事情都规划的非常完善，或者是房间非常整齐，你就可以说 she is very organized， 他做事啊很有组织。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. They're doing poorly in math because they're anxious about it. Some psychologists think that's because math anxiety decreases a cognitive resource called working memory. That's a short-term memory system that helps you organize the information you need to complete a task. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!